So I've been sitting on this idea for weeks, a show that's equal parts music nerd deep dive and absolutely inappropriate humour. And I think we finally pulled it off.
We really did. And for everyone listening, the setup is simple. 8 episodes, 40 minutes, hot music trends, and the kind of jokes you cannot tell at Thanksgiving. Nigel, buckle up.
So let's open the tap. Where does the music world actually stand right now? Because I feel like the numbers tell a story people aren't fully appreciating.
They really don't. Global recorded music revenue hit $31.7 billion in 2025. That's 6.4% growth from the year before. And here's the kicker. 2025 was the 11th consecutive year of growth.
11 years straight. That's not a trend, that's a dynasty. So what's driving it?
Streaming, overwhelmingly. Streaming generated more than $22 billion in 2025 alone, 69.6% of all recorded music income. Paid subscriptions grew 8.8%, and there were 837 million paid subscribers worldwide.
837 million people paying for music. That's more than twice the population of the United States.
Exactly. And here's where it gets interesting for our listener who's wondering what's actually charting. Pop is king right now. 33% of Billboard Hot 100 top 10 songs in the first half of 2026 were primarily pop. Hip-hop and rap came in at 21%.
Wait, and what about pure rap? Because I feel like the culture conversation is still dominated by hip-hop voices.
Right, but here's the twist. Exclusively rapped lead vocal deliveries were absent from the Hot 100 top 10 for the first time since 2015 in the first half of 2026. So the genre is influential, but the pure rap delivery isn't topping charts the way it used to.
So not rap dominant, but rap adjacent. Got it. What else is splitting the pie?
Country, dance and electronic, Latin and rock each held about 10%. R&B and soul came in at 7%. And 86% of top 10 songs had a solo lead vocalist, so the era of the supergroup smash is not exactly thriving right now.
Solo stars, love songs, 69% of those top 10 hits were about love or relationships, right?
69%. Which, given the adult humor angle of this show, is a number we are absolutely going to revisit. But yes, love themes dominate. The formula hasn't changed that much. The delivery has.
Now, the vinyl thing genuinely surprises me every time. People keep saying physical music is dead.
And they keep being wrong. Vinyl revenue grew 13.7% in 2025. That was its 19th consecutive year of growth. Physical music overall was up 8%. So someone out there is absolutely buying records and feeling very smug about it.
Think of it this way. Vinyl has been growing longer than most TikTok users have been alive. Which brings us to the humour side of this show. Because the adult joke angle isn't just for shock value, right?
Right. And there's actually research behind why humour works, or doesn't. The humour literature contains more than 20 distinct psychological theories about why people laugh. A major review identified violation, simultaneity, and benign appraisal as the useful factors that separate something funny from something that just lands flat.
Mm-hmm. So surprise alone doesn't cut it.
That same review found that surprise and superiority, by themselves, did not consistently distinguish humorous from non-humorous experiences. So the old gotcha punchline isn't enough. The joke has to feel like a safe violation, something wrong, but not actually threatening.
Which is basically the entire architecture of a good dirty joke. It goes somewhere it shouldn't, but everyone's okay at the end. And that's the energy we're bringing to the music conversation across all 8 episodes.
Exactly. And for our listener, the key idea is this. Music and humour are both about timing, tension and release. The industry data gives us the tension, $31.7 billion, 800 million subscribers, vinyl somehow still winning. The jokes give us the release.
The music industry is genuinely thriving. The charts are pop-heavy and love-obsessed. And we now know why a good adult joke actually works on a psychological level.
Stick around, because next time, we're bringing in a partner in crime to talk about the pop stars who can't keep their clothes on or their names out of the tabloids. It's going to get messy, in the best possible way.